hear ye, my beloved GC brethren, get a ladle full of this. Verily and truly, I am a mover and shaker when it comes to my work schedule these days. And as soon as I step out of bed in the morning, my life goes from 0 to 100, in the blink of an eye. Seriously, my work schedule is so packed these days, that my downtime doesn't commence until around Sunday afternoon most times. That's why when I get the chance to prepare a meal for myself, I don't hesitate on the opportunity to do so. Now, I have been on a personal, mean, green, spring, machine, high horse since, well, about March 1st Street. I'm just keeping it real here, folks, happy spring. However, my seasonal kick has not been merely in reference to my local delights box, only. It has also been in reference to my seasonal food choices as well. Therefore, I thought a vegetable soup would be the perfect choice for my dinner meal this week. And this veggie tortellini soup is a super customizable one that can fit your own tastes and preferences. In fact, it is so customizable that I put my personal spin on it and landed myself right in the middle of my wildest, springy dreams. Check it out here. Brandon's Veggie Tortellini Soup. Ingredients: minus 1 quarter cup olive oil, minus 1 onion, minus 1 teaspoon minced garlic, or 1 to 2 cloves, 2 zucchini, 2 yellow squash, minus 1 half teaspoon Italian seasoning, minus 1 quarter teaspoon crushed red pepper flakes, omit if you are averse to heat, minus 1 6 oz. Can tomato paste, 8 cups of vegetable broth, can use chicken broth if preferred, 1 9 oz. Package of tortellini, I used 3 cheese tortellini but use whichever you prefer, 4 cups of kale, salt, pepper, and seasoned salt to taste. Additional fixings: can add these into the pot itself, but I like to add them afterwards to the actual bowl. Fresh basil and parsley, shredded Parmesan cheese, heavy cream, diced chicken breast. I used store-bought, frozen diced chicken. Directions: dice up the onions, squash, and zucchini. Mince the garlic separately and set aside. Pour the olive oil into a large pot. Heat on medium heat. Throw the onions, squash, and zucchini into the pot. Sauté for 3 minutes until tender, but not mushy. Add the garlic. Stir for 30 seconds. Add the Italian seasoning, crushed red pepper flakes, and some salt and pepper. Stir in the tomato paste, for 1 to 2 minutes until incorporated. Next, pour in the vegetable broth and stir. Allow the pot to simmer covered for 20 minutes, on medium-low heat. Remove the lid and add the tortellini into the pot of ingredients. Allow the mixture to boil for 5 minutes, until tender. Turn off the stove and add the kale in. Stir. Kale will naturally wilt. So, it doesn't take much time for the heat to incorporate it into the soup. Use a spoon to taste the soup in the pot to check if salt is needed. Add salt as needed. Incorporate the fixings into the pot itself or personalize your bowl with them separately. Happy spring, GC readers. P.S. Did your eyes roll after the first bite like mine did? Holy moly, that is some good soup. Okay, I'm actually leaving this time. See you next time.